Technology.ie. It's Wednesday, August 20th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
This is Colin Weenichon in the Black Knight studio, and I'm on Skype with Brendan Lally. Brendan, we're talking to you because you're about to embark on a voyage from your current home in Seattle, Washington, USA, and travel, well, maybe not a voyage, but an overland trip for much of it. You're going to come home, but you're taking the long way home. Tell me about yourself, first of all, Brendan. Who are you and where are you from?
Brendan Lally. Lots of brothers and sisters. They're all based in Galway and born and bred there. Went to college and then meandered between London and the US and back and forth over all the years. The last several years, we've lived here in the US and three kids with us. One staying in Colorado, he's older, but three kids are going to be in the car and we're going to be heading north and then south.
And you've decided to come home to Ireland, at least for the foreseeable future, to live, Brendan, and move your base of operations to Ireland. But instead of just hopping on a plane to do so, you're taking the long way. How long away exactly is it going to take you?
We reckon it's going to be about 35,000 miles, depending on the route, and about a year. We want the kids back in school for next year, so before September 2015.
So you're going to drive from Seattle, Washington. Give us an outline of the countries you're going to pass through.
So we look to head out of here, and at the end of the month, we'll head north, head up towards Alaska. We'll turn around within Alaska and then head south, come back through Canada, the western side of the U.S. We'll look to see a lot of the sites, Grand Canyon, San Francisco Bridge, Joshua Tree, all the kind of famous areas that some of our kids have been to but totally forgotten. Then we'll head into Mexico, down through most of Central America. We'll then come in, we cross the Darien Gap, Panama Canal, into Colombia, then we'll sidetrack a little into Venezuela, see what that's like, and then head back, going west, down through the Andes, Peru, Bolivia, come around the very bottom, Terra de Fuego, and then we'll head up towards Buenos Aires, see a little bit of Brazil, and then we'll cross by ship over to Africa, and probably head up the East Coast, cross over the Mediterranean and then head through France and into London and across to Ireland, and final destination Galway and Arran. So Alaska to Arran. Next site is looking across the waves to America. We'll turn around and we're home.
And you can wave across the Atlantic then after that. Brendan, it sounds like the opportunity of a lifetime. Why have you decided to do this and why now?
Why now is a combination of factors. My parents passed away a couple of years ago, and ironically, we should have been back for that. But we're bringing our kids home so they can have a good Irish education, get more rounded. I mean, the American system has a lot of pros, but at the same time, their world outlook is kind of missing, and our kids need that. They need that global perspective that the Irish education gives, and they need some Irishness in them. They've kind of been back and forth over the years on the holiday, but they need to live on the Irish side and see what it's like before they head into college.
You see, I think talking to you, Brendan, that you want to give them a broader education, but Irishness alone isn't going to be enough for that. That's why you're trekking through all of these countries. I suppose, would you say that you, having travelled a lot in your own career, travel broadens the mind? This is something you want to pass on to the kids?
Totally. I mean, they certainly grow up here with a lot of the advantages of being in the U.S., but the traveling alone, we've traveled quite a bit within the U.S., but I think going to what, you know, would seem to be foreign countries, foreign cultures, you know, foreign languages that we have to learn and pick up, This will hopefully for all of us be a wide-opening education.
Tell me about the kids, Brendan, and about your wife as well. What kind of backgrounds do they have? What ages are they? What are they going to get out of this?
So Jill, I met in college in Cork, and she said, you know, her quip is, I had to come all the way down from Galway to find a Cork woman. She's in technology as well and juggles quite a bit. The kids, the youngest is Zach. He's going to be nearly 14 soon. He wants to be an engineer, but currently is into Xbox and games and all the online games as kids of his age are. Tess is 16, and she wants to be a doctor. And then Kate's 19, and she wants to be a nurse. She actually, we will leave behind for a little bit because she's currently doing summer courses in college, and she will fly down to meet us in December somewhere in Mexico, Guatemala. So she wants us to go as slow as possible, so she misses as least as possible.
It sounds great. And Kate is going to probably stay in the United States for the foreseeable future, you were saying, Brendan?
No, just briefly until December. Her course ends then, and then she'll fly down and meet us.
All right.
And we do have an older son, Gavin, and he's got two young kids, and he's in Colorado, but he loves it. He's no plans of moving back at this stage.
He might catch up with you at some stage or at some stage along the way, or is he going to just follow your blog and your adventures online?
He'll follow us online. We'll have a lot of chats with him. And our deviation on this one is we'll be going through Colorado and spend some time there before we go further south.
All right. Tell me about the technology in that. In this case, you've got a truck.
Yes, it's a 1997 Land Cruiser. It's a Model 80. It's the last year of that style, and then they moved on to bigger engine, bigger truck, more electronics, more gizmos. But this is one of the kind of trucks of choice if you're doing a lot of safari work, and you see these, they're used quite a lot by the UN around the world, a lot in Saudi. They're very reliable. So it's had it for a couple of years and been slowly working on it, making it better and better.
And you're going to document your trip, Brendan. You're going to blog, you're going to take photos, you're going to do video and audio and things like that?
Yes, a combination of stuff. We have a website up, longwayhome.us. We need to get a .ie version pretty soon. We'll have Facebook and Twitter, and we'll also be doing video recording that we'll be putting up online as well.
So, Brendan, you say that you're hoping to be an ambassador for Ireland along the way, and you're interested in exploring what the possibilities are in terms of connecting with people who might be interested in the opportunity offered by you travelling through various countries along the way. In particular, perhaps that you might be able to do something in relation to technology and startups. Tell me a bit about your own involvement for a start and your background, Brendan, in technology and in startups.
I've been in technology for a lot of years. I actually taught the first computer course in Ireland, which was out in Killary Harbour, on the old Apple IIs years and years back. They still run the adventure course. I'm not sure they still do the computer teaching, but that was kind of one of the first summer camps. I've been involved with a lot of high-tech, you know, Fortune 100 companies, both in the UK and throughout the US, and then got dragged in to kind of the startup scene in the dot-com arena, and been very hard to get out of the startup scene since then. It kind of gets into your blood. So I've been involved with many different startups and advisory, both locally and with some Irish startups as well, trying to get into the US.
So what is it that you're hoping to do on your trip home? Do you think that you'd like to tap into that global startup network and that global Irish network, or are you open-minded about what you might encounter from that point of view along the way?
So our trip is reasonably flexible. We know where we want to go through certain sites. The kids have been doing a lot of research on, you know, Machu Picchu, Kilimanjaro, all the famous locations they want to go see. But a lot of the cities, the major cities, you know, we're trying to do more off the beaten track, but we will get in a sense, magnetized and brought back to certain locations. So because of our route through all these varied countries, we have the opportunity to kind of deviate that if it helps out some Irish company that needs some sort of presence, somebody to talk with, or, you know, potential prospect, I'm quite happy to do so. I mean, I'm a combination of technology guru and, you know, a sound business head. So professionally, I can deal with that technology side of the world. And my wife's then the orator, you know, being from Cork, they love to talk. She's got the gift of the gab and great writing skills.
Yeah. So you've made contact with some people already involved in initiatives here in Ireland. You've been talking to Bill Lau, you were telling me, of Coder Dojo.
Yeah, so we're having a discussion this week to see how I can help out Coder Dojo, you know, as part of their world domination and creating all these teaching opportunities for young kids to, you know, enhance their abilities and, you know, do more than just playing games, actually put it to good use. So they have quite a lot of, you know, offices around the place and a lot of meetups, and I'm going to see if I can expand that and help them out.
Excellent. Very good. And other things, as you say, are in train or in possibilities. And you're leaving at the end of the month, but you're still open to hearing from people even after you leave and once you're on the way.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're digitally connected, so we'll be on email. We'll have voice connection a lot of the time, just depending on cellular and Wi-Fi connections. But I've worked all these years. As long as I get an interconnection, I'm good to go. So this shouldn't be any different except for some disconnected, you know, a little bit along the way. But otherwise, digitally, yeah. I'm there.
Yeah. How are you going to do that, Brendan? How are you going to, do you have a sort of a plan in mind for how you're going to stay connected? You'll be crossing into different markets, different networks, different countries. Is there a solution that'll work in most of those, or is there some kind of a roaming solution that you've got in mind?
There are several options. I mean, the all connected is the satellite phone, but that's normally pretty exorbitant, Iridium. The other options of choice are 4G and 3G, and that just depends on cellular companies along the way, AT&T, Verizon, you know, et cetera. There's quite a lot of good connectivity through Central America and South America, and then Africa particularly. And we've talked with quite a lot of overlanders that, you know, it's the term they use for these people, in a sense, on the move in the remote areas.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you're trouting a path that is actually and doing something, an adventure, which is something that's, well, it's quite popular. And I imagine there's a network of overlanders out there, as you're calling them. How did you get in touch with them, and what kind of resources and what kind of advice is available to you?
So the overland community, there's more people obviously out there that are not digital nomads, that are not online, but there's enough that are traveling that document their journeys both on websites and on forums. And there's several kind of known forums that the overlanders connect with. And then there's the other side of the coin, where there's the whole motorcycle arena, where they do their own thing. So I've met some of these people through the forums and just see who's traveling where. And the last 6 months, we've had seven overlanders stay with us, several out of the UK, some from Switzerland, one guy who was from Czechoslovakia, who right now is going through Russia, and he's nearly circumnavigated the world. So there's quite a lot of connections out there, but it's ironic that all of these people, never knew them, just met them online and said, hey, do you want to pop in here for a couple of days? We'd love to have you. Mm. And given all the advice we tell our kids not to do, you know, meet people online and tell them to come meet you at your home.
Well, I suppose it's quid pro quo, and it's the kind of support that you'll be glad of when you're on the road and that as well. Do a lot of these people make this trip with kids or with teenagers such as yourselves? Is it something that people do with or without kids? And, you know, what are there any special challenges along the way in relation to bringing your kids on a trip like this?
There is. I mean, just logistically, there's five of us in a truck, so there's not a lot of space. We'll have a tent on the roof of the truck, and we also will be pulling a trailer with another tent and supplies. There's not a lot of people that do travel with kids. Ironically, the major ones we do see online are French people that come over from France to South America, and they come with some motorhomes or small caravans, but very few of them actually make it up to the US. They mainly drive around there and turn back. So most of the overlanders are just couples or a single people. It's unusual to have families.
And what about, I mean, obviously, as you know, education and things like that, the trip will be an education in itself, Brendan, but are you hoping to sort of keep your kids, in touch with more conventional education as well?
We will be homeschooling two of our kids on the US system, and the homeschooling resources over here are pretty good. So we'll continue to do that, but at the same time we will have some Skype sharing sessions with US schools, and we're hoping to get some Irish connections on that too. I was talking recently with James Mission V in Limerick, so he's put me in contact with some people on the educational side so we can collaborate and share. So these kids online, we'll be looking to go to some local schools, let's say in Nicaragua, and all these kids can be online talking to each other and asking only the questions kids can ask.
Yeah, fantastic. What about, how long do you think you're going to be staying in each place? Are you going to be constantly on the move, Brendan? Are you going to stop in a few places for a while? You know, could you see yourself spending a month or two in a particular spot?
The advice we got from all the overlanders that stayed with us was just be flexible. There'll be some places you like, you'll want to stay longer, a couple of days. Some of them have stayed even weeks, even months. But, I mean, these couples mostly have no set agenda or time frame in mind. I mean, one couple has been on the road 5.5 years and no end in sight, whereas we've got, you know, a hard time frame in mind. Our kids need to get to school, so we'll have to travel a bit quicker, and I suspect there'll be some spots we'll stay longer and others we'll just move on through.
Now, you have been in touch as well with Irish TV, which is a recent enough organisation that has started up here in Ireland, and they're interested in covering all the, I suppose, more off the beaten track aspects of Irishness, and in particular, they cover a lot of stuff going on in Ireland, in rural areas and in counties and regional areas, and that as well. But they're going to hopefully have some reports from you along the way as well.
Yes, we've had some discussions with Pierce, and they're willing to kind of professionally edit and enhance the video that we're going to try and capture. Now, I don't know whether one of our kids is suddenly going to come in, turn into one of these fabulous camera persons, or whether I'll be doing the drudgery. But the idea then is to not just share our experiences, but to, you know, meet other Irish people along the way, whether it's Peru, Bolivia, you know, some backwater in Mexico, and just talk to them as regards, you know, why are they there? Why did they like where they are? What were the history behind them? And what is it about that location they love? Just share their story.
It could be fantastic. And of course, there is, as you know, let's not forget, there are networks of Irish people in every, in probably every country that you'll pass through along the way as well. So it could be very, very interesting indeed. Brendan, it sounds like it's a really exciting time for you. You were saying there's a countdown in place. You're 16 days or so to go. Is that it?
Yes, we're counting down every day. We've got a little chart on the wall that says, you know, what did we do yesterday? What's still outstanding? And, you know, we got the mini project plan going and all the families involved. So I guess it's their first foray into, you know, project planning, as crazy as this would seem to be right now.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's a very practical and a very interesting educational experience from that point of view, and probably for yourselves as well. You've done a lot, Brendan, but you've never done anything quite like this, I'd say.
No, nothing to this extreme. I mean, the most we've done is maybe a week, week and a half remote camping, which is great, but you know, you're turning around and heading back home. I mean, at the end of this month, we'll have no home. It'll be the truck, and we're roving gypsies. So it'll be a new, you know, just a new way of life.
It sounds fantastic. But of course, from the point of view of many people that you are in touch with online and in social media, they won't really notice the where you're going. They'll see more exotic and interesting pictures, but you'll still be there probably in Facebook or Twitter or whatever social networks you usually crop up on. You're going to be keeping in touch with people and letting them know along the way. We are looking forward to hearing about it, Brendan, so keep in touch with us and let us know how it's going, and if there's anything else we can do to help you along your way here on technology.ie, just let us know.
Thanks very much, Conan. Thanks for all the chat and the good advice.
Best of luck and bon voyage.